Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. No scream?
No, we don't want to do it every time.
Oh, all right. And of course, that voice is the lovely, effervescent Brian Sant, NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
And the whiny voice you hear, you already introduced.
Oh, nice. So how are you, Brian?
Same as last week.
These weeks just get faster and faster, don't they?
Before you know it, a month's gone in a blink of an eye.
I tell ya.
What's up with your hair?
Why? What's wrong?
It's all blue all over here.
It's the way I threw the earphones on.
Wait. Jeez.
Sorry. I was in a rush, man. You were already pointing the finger at me to go and start with the opening, and I hadn't barely gotten these things settled. Is that better?
Yes.
Am I quaffed? It's not like anybody can see it. Oh, I guess it's driving. It's one of those OCD things where you see my hair all over.
Well, if you had seen it, you'd be freaking out.
Oh, well, okay. Well, thank you. I did throw the headphones on quite rapidly, so. Huh. Anyway. Well, your hair looks good.
Well, what little I have.
No, you've got enough for, like, headphones would screw it up, and you managed to put yours on and off nice and neatly, so kudos for you.
It's been trained.
Yeah. Ah, I'll tell you. So, I was looking for some things to talk about, and this is not very timely. This dates back to March 2nd, but I thought it was pretty cool and pretty weird to kind of hear about. I don't know if you heard in Washington. I believe this was Washington State. I don't think it was Washington, D.C., because it just says Washington. A 300-million-year-old fossilized brain has been discovered by researchers studying a type of fish that once lived in what is now Kansas and Oklahoma. Get this. Fossilized brains are unusual, and this is by far the oldest known example, said John Mazey, curator in the Division of Paleontology at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. Soft tissue has fossilized in the past, but it is usually muscle and organs like kidneys, Mazey stated in a statement. Mazey and co-authors report in the online edition of Proceedings of the National Academy of Science that the brain was discovered in a fossilized Ineoterygian.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to pronounce that one.
Ineoterygian from Kansas, which they had sent for scanning at the European Synchrotron Radiation Facility in Grenoble, France. Ineoterygian. Ineoterygians are extinct relatives of modern ratfishes, also known as ghost sharks. The scan found a fossilized blob inside the brain case, and closer study revealed it was the fossilized brain of the ancient creature. Now that we know that brains might be preserved in such ancient fossils, we can start looking for others. We are limited in information about early vertebrate brains, and the evolution of the brain lies at the core of the vertebrate history, Mazey said. His co-authors included Alain Pradel of the National Museum of Natural History in Paris and Paul Taffereau at the European Synchrotron Radiation Facility. That's pretty gosh darn tootin' interesting, don't you think? A 300-million-year-old fish brain. Fossilized fish brain.
Wonder if it's good with some fava beans. Good Chianti.
Oh, God, ew. Yeah, so I was like, you know, did you ever go when you were a kid on any of like your science classes, they do the fossil hunts? Did you ever do that?
No.
We did it. When I lived in Florida, they had it was a field trip for the science, you know, for your science class. They spent a day. They took us out to, I think it was out somewhere around the Jacksonville area, because there was, I don't know if it was a marine biology museum in place, and then they also had all these grounds where they knew there were fossils that had been found, and so you would go on a fossil dig for the day. So it was pretty cool. They give you all your little tools, and you stand out there digging up stuff and brushing it off and trying to preserve your evidence and bring it back to class. But so, you know, it's like, I don't know, that stuff, I don't think my kids have ever been on a fossil hunt in all their academic years so far. It's weird.
They probably don't do it anymore, probably for insurance reasons.
Oh, yeah. It's a shame, because it was fun, and it's pretty cool to, like, You know, I think I found one of those little trilobites. That was like my big thing. Ooh, a trilobite. You know.
Mm.
Mm. Anyway, want to do meeting announcements? Get that crap out of the way. April 1st, 2009 is the Central Jersey Division meeting. It's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish will be on hand. The North Jersey Division will have its meeting on Tuesday, April 21st, 2009, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month's meeting topic, weird creatures and monsters, you know, like Bigfoot, etc. Dina Chirico, the team leader, will be leading that discussion. Meetings, as always, are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. However, you can pay for membership at the meeting. We always have a share and scare segment, so if you have any questionable photographs or audio recordings, you want them analyzed and validated, feel free to bring it to a meeting. You don't have to be a member. We'll still evaluate and give you what we think it is, if it's paranormal or not. And what else are they doing at the meetings? I don't think we have any. Dina's doing the different topics. Those are all posted on the homepage as well. So if there's a particular topic you're interested in, you might want to check out the njghs.net site and keep an eye on the North Jersey Division meetings to see if that topic is slated for one of the monthly meetings. And it's free for you to go and learn about it and discuss it. So that's a pretty cool thing, right?
I wouldn't know. I've been to a meeting in a long time.
Yeah, I know. I think I went to one in January with the last one.
The last one was in Laura Lindemann up in Northeast.
Wow. I wonder how she's doing. I haven't heard from her in so long. I mean, I know she's alive because I see her on MySpace occasionally, and
right.
She's always on Messenger. You know, Yahoo Messenger, I guess, logged in to whatever that war game that she plays or something.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, but oh well. Well, I hope she's doing well. She'll have to check in with her one of these days. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed. What a shame we don't have any of those traits.
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandthedemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandthedemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each pair of share that you send and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. However, you can send in 10 pair of shares and accrue 10 credits and get a free natal chart. It's a $75 value. I'll keep track of the pair of shares and let you know when you've hit 10. And you can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes. Now, this week's pair of share comes to us from Steve, also known as Freebird. It says, "Hi, I don't know if this was paranormal or not, but about 25 years ago, I was hitchhiking down in Georgia. I had been out on the highway about 8 hours with no food or water, and not many cars traveling either." X-Files?
Oh, well, it was so short, I was like...
Oh, okay. All right, so, sorry, Steve, we don't have the X-Files theme song for you. Okay. I've been out on the highway about 8 hours with no food or water and not many cars traveling either. I shouted out, "I need a ride now." It wasn't 2 minutes and a car came by and picked me up. The driver treated me to a good meal, too. Well, Steve, one could write that off as coincidence.
Right.
One could write it off in the world of metaphysics as working what they call the secret, you know, setting the intention and visualizing and having it manifest. And, or one can definitely say it's not so much paranormal.
As luck.
Yeah, you know, I mean, had a car come by, picked you up, drove you for 10 miles and dropped you off and then vanished from sight the minute you got out, that would be paranormal. Or if there was someone else in the car that you were having this whole conversation with and then you drove quietly for a little bit longer, you turned around, that person was gone and the driver was like, "Yeah, who the hell have you been talking to?" That would be paranormal. But still, I do think this has its metaphysical implications in, you know, setting the intention or visualizing and really pushing it out there to the universe as to what you need, and then it was presented, or the skeptics would call it coincidence, you know.
"I need a brunette now." Nothing.
Sorry. Like, well, we haven't given it 2 minutes. You know, there could be a knock at the door. I have, you know.
Well, it has to be a knock at the door.
I know.
Can't be the doorbell ringing.
I know, I know. Hey, the window's open. You can always yell. "Yo, I'm here." I know. It's sad. All that stands between me and a functioning doorbell is a AA battery.
I'm sure you got plenty of those.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty. Well, anyway, we're going to take a little leave of absence here so Chris Balzano of GhostVillage.com can bring you up to speed on the paranormal news and updates.
The vault is open. You're listening to the Haunted Headlines, your source for the stories making waves in the paranormal news. Sponsored by GhostVillage.com at www.ghostvillage.com/news.
Good evening and welcome to the Haunted Headlines, Ghost Village's weekly journey around the paranormal newswire to bring you the biggest stories affecting the ghost community. I'm Chris Balzano. Crime again makes an appearance in the Haunted Headlines this week. After our report a few weeks ago about a man who claimed demons were telling him to commit suicide, a man in Niagara claims ghosts made him burn down his house. The Buffalo News reported this week that Brad Fisher, 34, set his mobile home on fire, burning it beyond use. He was held on $75,000 cash or $150,000 bond after being charged with third-degree arson. But the judge also called for a mental health evaluation, because the man told Sergeant Christopher Solori he set his couch on fire because, quote, ghosts and demons were harassing him. While ghosts may be causing crime, some people who look for it in Texas are fighting it. The El Paso Times this week reported some vandals had attacked Concordia Cemetery in central El Paso. In addition to graffiti, whomever damaged the area also took 8 concrete benches and destroyed 3 others. The cemetery has long been a target for both vandals and cults who have used a historic location for supposed ceremonies, leaving altars and animal parts behind. members of the Concordia Heritage Association, led by Association Vice President Henry Flores, will lead paranormal investigations from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on March 20th to help raise money that will go to fixing the damages. The cost is $10, and anyone in the El Paso area is encouraged to go to the association at 915-842-8200. That's 915-842-8200. And out of England, you are invited to participate in a nationwide debunking exercise. Psychologist Professor Richard Wiseman from the University of Herefordshire is posting images of suspected ghosts and asking people from around the world to determine which are real. According to Wiseman, speaking with The Telegraph, the evaluation is an attempt to connect with people who have had experiences, but also to see what filter they view the paranormal from. His assumption is that people who can vote online for which is real will vote based on what their idea of a ghost is, not the quality of the picture or whether it might be a genuine spirit photo. The pictures can be viewed at http://scienceofghosts.wordpress.com. The results and a new survey of experiences will be revealed at the Edinburgh Science Festival next month. Thank you for listening to the Haunted Headlines. You can find out more about these stories and others by going to the Ghost Village news site at www.ghostvillage.com/news. Till next week, I'm Chris Balzano, and that's what's haunting me.
Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website. Morbid Mobile Tours. We're waiting to take you away. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Mark Nesbitt, author of The Ghosts of Gettysburg and many other books on historical and paranormal accounts. You're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It is time for Paranormal Pictionary. Now, each week, a picture of paranormal relevance will appear on the deadline page of the NJGHS.net website. Actually, a portion of the picture will appear beginning the day the show uploads, usually Friday. Each day following the initial upload of the show, another portion of the picture will appear. By Tuesday, if no one has identified the picture, the entire picture will be posted. Obviously, if someone figures it out before the entire picture is revealed, the announcement will be made on the deadline page and the entire picture will appear. So if you're the first person to email the deadline at njghs.net with the correct identification of the picture, you will win an NJGHS t-shirt and membership in the NJGHS. If you're already a member, you can pass along your winning membership to a family member or friend, but you can keep the t-shirt for yourself. As always, NJGHS team leaders, and Brian Sant,
and
Brian McCauley, are not allowed to participate in this contest. Also, winners must not have won in the past 30 days via the NJGHS site or the deadline. Last week's picture was the famous brown lady of Raynham Hall. So check out njghs.net/thedeadline.html to see this week's Paranormal Pictionary. Good luck. Okay. I want to remind everybody, for the 1,000,000th time, to check out njghs.net on the homepage. That's where you can get membership if you don't want to send in a PowerShare and get it for free, or you don't want to win it by playing Paranormal Pictionary. You can pay your $20 lifetime membership fee via PayPal on the site, NJGHS.net. And there's also a handy-dandy little button that you can click to join our NJGHS Yahoo groups, which is completely free. Even if you're a member or you're not a member, you can be part of our Yahoo group and get the latest and greatest info blasted into your email inbox. And there's also a link for America's Haunted Road Trip. Now, americashauntedroadtrip.com is the MySpace of the paranormal. So if you're totally into the whole MySpacing, Facebooking thing and, you know, posting bulletins and blogging and sharing all that stuff, and you're into the paranormal, then americashauntedroadtrip.com is the place for you to register, okay? And you'll get to network and chat with other paranormal authors like Charles Adams, Jane Doherty, Patty Starr, myself, as well as other investigators, and you can trade information and tips and tricks. So it's a pretty handy-dandy little paranormal fan website. Right, Brian?
Yes, it is.
Yes, and you've joined as well.
I've joined, but so, I don't really go on it a whole lot.
Yeah, I'm on it for when I get the notices that so-and-so has joined, and I always go and send a little hello greeting or posting or what have you. But it's another way to reach me, you know. You can always email me directly at laurah@njghs.net. But you can also catch me through America's Haunted Road Trip, which is fun. I know they've got a lot of stuff in the works, you know, a really cool conference I think they're targeting for the first or second weekend in October this year. So I'm hoping I get to go to that. And I'm trying to think, that's Kara. Kara's the PR person who plans mm-hmm. all that stuff, so she's doing a hell of a job. And so that's that. That's something to check out. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, I know... Well, it's not really going to be too impactful right now. Oh, God, I can't believe I just used that word. It's a made-up word from corporate America. But in any event, you know, if you want to vote for the deadline on PodcastAlley.com, make sure the link is on the homepage. It's also on the deadline page. It says Podcast Alley. You can click on it. The month is kind of well underway, you know. So a vote isn't a bad thing right now, but definitely the 1st of April, you know, the beginning of the month is when it's critical to vote for our show, so... Anything else you need to add?
Not that I'm going to hold my breath for people to vote.
Or send in parishes. Yeah. Yeah, you know, would be nice. You know. All right, well, thank you so much, Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Trico, and Brian McCauley. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.